When I was growing up back home, and you remember, I'm one of 12 children, and our meals were always, you know, massive amounts of food. But my mother and my father were always so good about if somebody else arrived outside the family. Like, I would go like, no, there's not enough food for us. And she would go, no, come on. And my Uncle Bernie would just drop in, happened to be always dinner time. Oh, is there dinner? Oh, that'd be lovely, Maureen. Thank you. And I'm going, oh, that's less for me. All I could think of, oh, that's less for me. But you know, it was funny. We always had enough. There was always enough for a few more guests. Like, and I think all of you probably experienced that when your kids were coming over, brought some friends over. No, come on. And there's always enough for a handful more. Now, on the other hand, 5,000 more? I'm not sure we'd have quite enough for 5,000 more, as today's gospel recounts. The temptation with this sign, as John's gospel calls it, this miracle, it's called a sign of God's presence, is to reduce it down to this generosity of humankind with each other. The child gives 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and everybody had enough because everybody saw him share, and so everybody shared. And that's not a completely unreasonable thing if it wasn't 5,000. You could hear that in Elisha's story this morning. 20 barley loaves among 100. A loaf could feed 5 people if everybody was reasonable. But today's gospel shows us the completely outrageous number of people. I mean, we just need to get into this. This is more than just about sharing about humanity. And that's a good thing. And that is not an unreasonable way to look at this gospel. But John's gospel is very different than the other ones. John's gospel, Jesus is always in control. Jesus asks about the crowd. Jesus asks about how much money would it cost to go and get this food. Jesus is the one who is directing what has happened because he's about to perform a sign. A sign to what? A sign to God's abundance, grace. And he does it, I mean, this is the same meal that we're now meant to eat here is a reminder to us that abundant grace is available to us. But we must also do what this young boy does, is give what little we have to the Lord so that he can make it abundant. It's not us who makes it abundant. It is the Lord who makes it abundant. Now, I know that sometimes sounds so religiously wonderful, but what does that actually mean in our lives? It means that the Lord wants everything from us, but he'll take whatever little we will give him right now. And he promises in that scarce gift that we will give him, he will make it abundant, however little that is. Now, I don't know about you, but as I reflect back on my life over time and time again, I'm always marveled at how God worked in my life years past. I would reflect on, like, how did he get me to, like I was so not anywhere near where I thought I was. And yet the Lord used what little I gave him and turned me back towards him even more. And so as I look at today, I wonder, in 20 years from now, am I going to be saying the same thing about today? Probably yes. The Lord takes whatever we offer him and makes it abundant through his grace. Not for ourselves, but for others around us. But we have to be this childlike innocence and be willing to offer him everything we have. Everything we have. Not just the little portion. He wants it all. Now, we're not as smart as this little child. And so we give him one of our barley loaves or maybe one of our fish. But the Lord wants it all. Why? Because in giving it all, he gives us back even more in return. I want to close with a beautiful poem. Now, you've heard me give it before, but it's a fantastic poem about how God wants everything from us. It's about God coming to want to rent a room in the house. So just listen to it, because it's really speaks powerfully to the way the Lord works in our life. God knocks on my door seeking a home for his son. Rent is cheap, I say. I don't want to rent. I want to buy, says God. I'm not sure I want to sell, but you might come in and look around. I think I will, says God. I might let you have a room or two. I like it, says God. I'll take two. You might decide to give me more someday. I can wait, says God. I'd like to give you more, but it's a bit difficult. I need some space for me. I know, says God, but I'll wait. I'll like what I see. Maybe I can let you have another room then. I really don't need that much space. Thanks, says God. I'll take it. I'll like what I see. I'd like to give you more. I'd like to give you the whole house, but I'm just not sure. Oh, think about it, says God. I wouldn't put you out. Your house will be mine. My son would live in it, and you'd have more space than you'd ever have before. I don't understand at all. I know, says God, but I can't tell you about it. You'll just have to discover it for yourself. That can only happen if you let me have the whole house. A bit risky, I say. Yes, says God, but give it a try. Oh, I'm not sure. I'll let you know. I can wait, says God. I like what I see. Over the course of my life, I've given rooms back to the Lord. And each time he's given an abundance in return. Slowly, slowly, I'm trying to give him the whole house. Maybe you can give him a room or two, or maybe the whole house.